Mona College in Claremont, California. You can go to our website for our interview with him in Spanish at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez for another edition of Democracy Now!
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
On September 28th at 7 p.m., check out Raising Our Voices, Taking on Bill 5 with special guests Ramon Catacquapit and local musicians Kakao and Sarah Harmer at The Spire. All are welcome to also attend the Free Indigenous Perspectives on Bill 5 event at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts on Monday, September 29th at 6:30 p.m. as well. Learn more about Taking on Bill 5 initiatives at naturesdefense.ca.
Hey, we're Girl Dad, and you listen to
CFRC
101.9 FM.
Hey, Bill and Marty here.
And we're backstage rapping with a tap.
Fellas, I'm going to hit you with a phrase that has dogged you throughout your career. Washed up.
Yet here you are among the top 105 concert acts today. What's your secret, guys?
Well, after the Berlin Wall fell, our records started selling on the dismal side of the Iron Curtain, and naturally that gave us a boost.
We're very big in Bulgaria, and what's his name? Yadagaria?
Hungaria?
Yeah, whatever.
I can't think of anyone who's benefited more from the death of communism than us.
Well, maybe the people who actually live in the communist countries.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
I bet you're right.
Yeah, on the other hand, each of us just bought our own soccer team. How many Hungarios can say that, eh?
Say, guys, I wonder if you'd mind recording a couple of promos for us.
Well, like what?
Maybe you could say, nobody rocks like Bill and Marty on KBBL.
Well, we don't know that, do we?
What if somebody rocks as good as you?
Or better. I mean, we don't want to look stupid.
Okay, we can respect that.
How about rock-a-doodle-doo, you're listening to Bill and Marty?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Now you may see me at the Rainbow, kind of staple to the bar. Stumbling down Sunset, looking for my car. If I was halfway conscious, I'd be totally under control. Yeah. I'm the East End charmer with the West Coast soul. They call me Brighton Rock meets California Road. If you buy me a drink and how I played with everybody but the kitchen sink, I grab a freeloading comfort and be freezing back home on the dough. Ooh, yeah. I'm the Soho loner at the Hollywood Bowl. I'm Mr. Brighton Rock meets California Road. Your mama had a picture of me on her wall. I bet
guitar hero with the chops half gone. I'm the 67 Rickenbacker out of pawn. But when you hear me tell it, baby, everything's still solid gold.
How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Excellent.
It's a little bit loud. Let me turn that down.
You go for it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We're blowing eardrums today because we've got a great indie morning wake up on in store for you. And you're tuning in to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes.
Station that rocks the nation.
Yes.
We're here. It's live. It's Wednesday morning. And we're going to rock out with you for 2 hours.
2 hours.
Two solid hours.
Fun. Yes.
Yeah. We just heard brand new stuff from the classic rock band Spinal Tap. With Brighton Rock, we're going to be doing a tribute to Spinal Tap all morning. Simone's very excited.
Yeah.
Super.
I'm confused.
And confused.
And discombobulated.
So if you're listening and, you're unaware of Spinal Tap, or maybe you've just heard of them as the morning goes on.
Yeah, who had no clue what any of this is.
We're going to go over this cultural phenomenon.
Oh, that passed me by, but not now.
Not now.
I'm getting caught up.
That's right. That's why we're here. It's Queen's University, and we're going to learn things.
I'm getting so caught up, as Usher says, caught up.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be peppering Spinal Tap tracks in all day. Brand new stuff from their new album because they have the new movie out. Also some covers of classic songs. And then as well today, besides Spinal Tap, it's all new music day. Everything's brand new.
All new.
Even the Spinal Tap is brand new.
Even the Spinal Tap is all new?
Brand new.
Brand new.
Brand new. I love it. It's going to be a good show today. What else do we have got going on today, Simone?
I don't know. We're going to talk about our lives. We're going to talk about our great friends at Old Farm Fine Foods.
We got some delicious things to talk about from our sponsors.
We do. Yeah. Had some really good treats this morning that Jeff the Movie Nerd brings for me.
Yep.
I'm completely spoiled.
Yep.
Spoiled little princess.
Well, I lure you in with treats and coffee, and then I spring like random Spinal Taps nonsense on you.
Yes, and gaming stuff.
Oh,
and,
we got some gaming stuff to talk about. Yeah.
Always. But I love the movie stuff. We always love talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
And we can chat a little bit about that, too.
The Emmys, yeah.
Oh.
The Emmys were just on this past weekend.
It passed me by.
Me too. I was channel flipping. I'm like, oh, right, that's a thing.
Yeah, it's still a thing,
It's still a thing.
It's still a thing.
We'll see. But yeah, more that and much more on the program. You got us here till 10 o'clock.
Yes.
So turn it up to 11. That's a Spinal Tap thing.
Nice and loud, everybody. Nice and loud in your office. Turn it right up. I'm sure that your colleagues are going to love it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to love this next one, too, because this is brand new from friend of the show, Seth W.J. Hunt, of his brand new album.
Who's doing really, really well and getting... a lot of press, a lot of stuff going on. Big things are happening for Seth. So congratulations to Seth.
Absolutely. So now you can hear what all the hubbub is about. This one is called...
Come Down by Seth W.J. Hunt.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Burn from the sun. Lipstick red and it's all. this is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
The pounding in my head, the making of my bed. Some things I'm quick to tend to, others overwhelm me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All often therapize, then intellectualize why there's something inside that makes me want.
Numbers all go to 11.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it?
The bigger the cushion, the sweeter the cushion. That's what I say.
Watch the Comedy Central special movie presentation of Spinal Tap tonight at 9, only at Comedy Central.
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Wednesday morning to you, Simone.
Fine Wednesday to you.
Chin Chin, how are you today?
I'm great, actually. I feel great. You know how much I love this. You know how much I love coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And shooting the breeze with you and talking nonsense.
Tons of nonsensical
stuff.
Yeah, we're in today.
I know, and all kinds of stuff going on. So we were just talking. We're just talking about the fububus. Do you know what the fububus are?
The fububus, the fake knockoff.
The fububus, but the labubu.
So as you and I sit in the CFRC headquarters down here in Carruthers Hall, being that we are around 40 years old, we're millennials, right?
I guess.
Tail end of Gen X. There is a Beanie Baby in the studio.
Yeah, and we both know what that is.
Yeah, so the fububu is basically this decade's Beanie Baby is one of my assumptions. They're little stuffed animals that come on keychains. machines, and they're
Are they stuffed animals? I thought they're little plastic ones.
I think they're like stuffies with little plastic faces or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think they're not too big.
I've never actually laid eyes on one.
I've laid eyes on quite a few. Yes, there's a group of them.
Oh, crazy. So basically, for those like us that aren't in the know, the Labubu is like a little stuffy that you get in you get them in mystery boxes, so you don't know what kind you're getting until you open the box. And so people are going crazy for it because they're like collectibles, like the Beanie Baby was.
Right.
So that's pretty much all it is.
Yeah.
And then there's like a whole knockoff market.
And I'm sure there must be some kind of scarcity, so you can't really get all of that you want.
Yeah.
You know? But remember, there's always something like Pokemon. What was Gotta Catch 'Em All?
That's Pokemon.
Yeah. And Cabbage Patch Kids, that's how much I'm digging myself.
Heck, those
were hard to get.
Cabbage Patch Mania was a real thing.
That's a real thing.
You watch some archive video on YouTube.
They had a lot of different like merchandise with that, because you had the dolls, and then you had the I remember a Cabbage Patch like trading cards.
Garbage Pail Kids. There's some of those in the lobby.
Really?
DJ Over Easy brought some in. I think there's some Garbage Pail Kids cards in the lobby.
Yeah, so that was a really big deal. Like we said, Pokemon, Beanie Babies. Yeah. Anything else you can think of?
Tamagotchis, Pogs.
Pogs.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, always something.
So it's always something. So that's all the Labubu is right now, but it's just, you know, it's just funny.
I like the name Labubu. I just think it's so funny and cute. Yeah. Labubu.
Maybe you get to see
Faux Boo Boo.
Faux Boo Boo, yeah. Some guy's like, oh, this isn't a Labubu, this is a Faux Boo Boo. Don't get this mixed up.
Don't get this one.
Yeah.
They look, you know, I did lay eyes on them, and honestly, they look a little scary to me. They have these little, like, they're cute little fuzzy body, like, looks like they're wearing some kind of outfit.
Yeah.
And then it's like their face, and then their face has like fangs.
They got like this?
Yeah.
What you're wearing?
I'm dressed like a little boo boo today.
That could be
the
Halloween.
You guys can't see because we're not doing a live today.
No.
But I'm dressed. I actually look like
a little boo boo
right now.
So that would be the Halloween costume of the year then. I think you were going to see a lot of the boo boos around. Kind of like Barbie a couple of years ago. There was Barbies everywhere.
Yeah, and even I had my Barbie outfit.
Yeah.
You guys remember that? Back when Instagram allowed us on.
That's right. Unbelievable.
But I'm still always on the look for a costume. So any of you guys out there, you got a girl's costume you don't really want, and it's, you know, appropriate enough for you to wear, right?
Exactly. Because Halloween's on a Friday this year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that, you like that?
I do love that.
You like that Friday night?
You can sleep on Saturday. It's perfect.
What do you call it? Isn't there a term like Friday? Something about Friday.
Fright Day?
Fright Day. No, it'll come to me.
Oh, okay,
about Friday and scariness.
Well, it'll come
to us.
Come Freaky
to
Friday? I don't know.
Maybe Freaky Friday, something like that.
Yeah. But speaking of Jamie Lee Curtis, anyways, we're here at CFRC, and we're always talking about what's new and nerdy and nonsensical. And I'm excited because today is our Spinal Tap tribute show.
Yes. And so we've been through this.
Have we?
I don't know. Like, I didn't know anything about Spinal Tap or what it is. All I thought that it was a CBC show that would come on called Spinal Tap. I'm so sure of it. I'm going to check while we're...
That does ring a bell.
It does ring a bell, right? Like a Spinal Tap, some kind of...
There's something.
...show on CBC called Spinal Tap, and they tell stories and stuff like that.
Let me see.
Yeah, go check it, Jeff.
The Spinal Tap I'm talking about is because the sequel movie came out.
Right, and I was all confused because Jeff said, okay, so there's a band.
It's called
not
Spinal Tap.
You see?
Oh, no, wait, no, they're talking about the movie. Never mind.
Okay, well, you see, like, okay, so what you said, let me see if I got it right.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so it's a band, three guys who are actors who are pretending to be a band, and the band happens to actually be real as well.
Yes, you nailed it.
Did I nail it?
Exactly. Like, they're it's a fake band.
It's a fake band, but then it's real.
Because they're actual musicians.
Yeah.
So last night, I got watching the original movie, the mockumentary that came out in 1982. Everyone knows it. Everyone loves it. But then I found out that there's also like a sequel that came out in 1992, 10 years after the first one. And it's basically a 2-hour concert video. They did a live show at Royal Albert Hall in England. And I'm watching it. And I've always seen Spinal Tap. I've always loved them. But I've never actually watched them play a full concert, and I'm watching it last night and being like, these guys are
legit.
I knew they could play, but I thought they might have been faking
it
to an
extent. But they're not British, right?
I think one of them's half British.
One of them half, okay, but not really. Like, they're American.
Yeah, they're not as British as they are in the movie.
Yeah.
Stonehenge, that kind of thing.
Stonehenge.
Yeah. The little people at Stonehenge. Anyways, but we're going to hear more Spinal Tap as the day progresses, because I'm a big fan. It's great.
Are you?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
So I guess we'll get back to the tunes. It's like coming on 8:30. Yeah. And next break, we'll talk about our amazing sponsors.
At Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Fine Foods.
Get downtown, get some fine foods, yeah. So the last set, we heard a new track from the Sun Harmonic with Glory Days. We also had the Nightshades with Why, Baby, Why? You gotta say it like that.
Like that? Yeah. Why?
And then we had a new one from Begonia with Hotter Than the Sun. Excellent music video.
Yeah. And that was a cool one.
Yeah, and we opened up with Seth Hunt and Come Down off of his new album. It's all new music today, too.
All new music here on CFRC 101.9. We gotcha.
So keep it locked and ready to rock because we've got some brand new stuff. Where are we here? Oh, right. Spinal Tap featuring Paul McCartney. This is Cups and Cakes off of their new album, The End Continues.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Cups and Cakes. Cups and Cakes. Cups and cakes, oh what good things mother makes. You've gotta take tea, won't you take it with me? What a gay time it will be. Cups and cakes, please make sure that nothing breaks. The china's so dear and the treat so clear, and I'm glad that you are here. Milk and sugar, bread and jam. Yes, please, sir, and thank you, ma'am. Here I am. Oh, this sounds familiar. I've heard this somewhere before. Cups and cakes, I'm so full, my tummy aches. I've said it must end, but I'm glad I'd a friend sharing cups and cakes with me, and cakes with me. Aw, that was nice.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Hello, my name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario. Okay, Jeff.
Brand new stuff.
Yeah.
From Bass Drum of Death.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was called
Bass Drum of Death.
Interesting collection of words. Mm. I guess we're in a world where band names are running out.
Yeah, they just got to come up with some new stuff.
That's like your favorite joke from the Spinal Tap movie where they say their band name used to be called The Originals, but then there was already a band called The Originals, so they had to change it to The New Originals.
The New Originals.
But you told me that. You're a big fan of Spinal Tap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I told you that. Right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I'm obsessed. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And before Bass Drum of Death with their track Pick 'Em Up and Put 'Em Down, we heard a new one from Thundercat with I Wish I Didn't Waste Your Time.
Yeah, and if you watch the video for that, yeah, it's pretty trippy. I'm warning you now, very creative. Like, obviously, someone put a lot of time and a lot of effort.
A lot of brains,
okay? Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Into that video, so you can check that out. But, yeah.
I love Thundercat, though. He's got a good sound. Yeah. We don't play him enough on the show.
Yeah.
I blame myself.
You are the only person to blame because you're the one who chooses all the music.
Look at you throwing me under the bus. We also heard a brand new one from Mary and Adelaide with Collared. Collared?
Collared? Collared?
Collared?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
But they spelled it wrong.
Yeah, but that's probably not what it means.
We live in a world where music titles are few and far between, so they got to make up words as well. And we opened it up with Spinal Tap and a cover off of their new album, Cups and Cakes, featuring Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Yes, indeed.
Paul McCartney.
He's still giving her.
Yeah. And not to be confused with Vinyl Tap. That's what I meant when I was, because I was saying that, oh yeah, there's a Spinal Tap on CBC, but it's not Spinal Tap, it's Vinyl Tap.
Yeah, I forgot about that with Randy Bachman of Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah, so great show.
That is a fun show.
It is a great show.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so we're
classic.
All things music, all things rock and roll, all things good today.
Yeah.
Yeah. All things breakfast.
All things breakfast. What do we have for breakfast today, Jeff?
Wonderful segue, Simone.
Yeah.
Today, our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yes. Downtown at Barry and Clergy Street.
Yes.
I almost forgot.
You almost forgot where it was,
maybe, because I find my way there by the aromas. If you go there, by there in the morning.
It's true.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Chef Nancy whipped up a frittata that was...
frittata.
Oh, so good. Caramelized onions, mushroom, and these little organic frying peppers we've been getting from the farms.
Ooh.
Caramelized onion is like, that's the fragrance.
That's it. That's, and I, you know what? I caramelize onions like every day.
It's great.
I make stir fries. That's what I love to do. It's nice and easy. I put do all that stuff, and I always have my caramelized onions.
Let's talk about onions. We got a big load of onions in from Salt of the Earth Farm.
Oh, really?
Organic local onions just from the east end of town. They're big. They're golden. They're delicious.
I need some of that. Do you guys have any garlic?
We do have a lot of local garlic as well, yeah, from Possum Trot Farm.
Okay.
They're up in Westport, Ontario.
Do you guys, what else? What else would I like? Do you guys, what else do you guys have in terms of vegetables right now? Because I want to make, like I said, I like my stir fry, so what can I put in my stir fry tonight?
Tonight.
What can I put in my stir fry tonight?
Very musical today.
Yeah.
Wasn't that West Side Story?
Yes.
Nice. Peppers. We got a lot of frying peppers.
Okay.
We've got a lot of greens. We're getting rapini in a lot right now. We've got a lot of organic local broccoli, which is delish.
Yeah,
that's always good
for
in a stir fry. Yeah.
Okay.
What else? We got a lot of Swiss chard in right now. We get a lot more.
How do you use a Swiss chard? Like, I always find, like, what do I do with this?
You do it the way you do with everything on earth, Simone. You fry it in butter. That's what you do.
Ooh,
you put
I need
it in a frying
butter?
Pan. Yeah, it really, like, it comes out, it gets, like, really small and stringy, but you just fry that up in butter and you throw that on top of a salmon fillet with a heaping of dill, and you are living, girl. My goodness. Yeah.
I want to live.
That's how I do Swiss chard. Or I do it like the same way I do kale, where I just throw it in a blender with a bunch of ice cream, and I think, yeah, I'm being healthy.
Okay, I guess I could do that. Because I do, like, I like to make my little smoothies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, too. I call it my brown health sludge, because I throw in every vegetable I can.
Yeah.
And it always comes out like this weird brownie green, but it's delicious.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
so excited. So right after this... Oh, I might have some other things to have to do.
I'll hold on to some stuff for you at
you
the store.
Go
down to Old Farm. I'll make
sure. Okay, when I come back, when I'm done with my other thing that I have to do, I'll come to Old Farm. Just, you know, I want to get a couple things.
Oh, yeah, a couple things.
For my stir fry tonight.
Tonight. And let's say you run out of energy. And
talking about tonight.
Is that Toni Braxton?
No, that's J-Lo.
Ah, so close.
J-Lo.
Same era.
Can't forget J-Lo.
I cannot. Yeah, I guess. But, let's say you're downtown Kingston. You're on Queen's campus. And like many people on campus now that the semester has started, maybe Simone doesn't have time to cook. Maybe that stir fry is not going to get stirred or fried.
Mm.
Maybe you need to go to Old Farm and you got to get some pre-made entrees.
Maybe. What would they be?
Oh, we've been pumping them out.
What should you choose?
Chicken curry.
Ooh.
Because squash is in season and they make their chicken curry using the butternut squash as a base, which gives it that richness. And so the chicken curry is in a frozen container. You buy it, you pour it over your basmati. That does you for about three or four meals. Your basmati. Yeah. And chicken curry is very popular.
Yes. I like curry.
Shepherd's pie is very popular. Meat potatoes, can't lose.
Yeah, except that it has, do you guys put corn in it?
No, not the shepherd's pie. We put peas in it, but we don't put corn in it.
You put the peas.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No.
There's the door, Simone.
No. Okay. So when you're making it for me.
For you.
For me.
For you specifically.
Yeah, for me. No corn, no peas.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but you can put, I don't know. That's it, right? That's the vegetables.
That's it? Like,
yeah.
The most adorable vegetables?
No corn and no peas, but you can put the ketchup in it if you'd like.
Oh, you're a monster. What you do is you get the shepherd's pie, and then you get the Old Farm macaroni and cheese, and you mix those together.
Oh.
That's a winning combination.
That does sound like something. That sounds like a bit of a heart attack, but one that's worth having, right?
Oh, yeah. I would go that way. That'd be my go, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay. You know what we should have?
What's that?
We should have, like, one time, you should bring some of these things, but, like, samples.
Oh, true.
A little sample thing.
I need to plan these things.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the Freedom Apples. We got organic Freedom Apples.
Yeah, that was good. Very good. Love the Freedom Apples to this morning.
We got the muffin, as always.
Yeah, and the muffin. But I want, like, a sample tray thing for you to bring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try and figure it out.
I'll do
my best, Simone.
You do your best.
You watch Spinal Tap, and then I'll bring you your mini pies or whatever.
Okay.
So if you're downtown Kingston, get down to our amazing sponsors, Old Farm. Support local, support small businesses.
Yeah, and it's a lovely little shop. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Lots of good things you can get. Iced coffee, tea, pizza.
County Bounty sodas.
County Bounty.
Yeah.
Honey.
Wine and beer. We carry wine and beer. Really good ones, too.
Best high quality meats.
Very good meat.
Yeah.
Thursdays at Old Farm is chicken day. We get our chicken delivery this afternoon. Pork comes in from Hanover View Farms. And we do
any
get...
any bacon?
Oh, no, that's Thursday. That's tomorrow. Yeah, we get bacon. Oh, we're getting bacon.
Are you getting, like, special bacon, the bacon that I like?
I think so. All bacon is special bacon, but we're getting the really good bacon.
Ooh.
And tomorrow we get our load of veggies from Salt of the Earth, so we'll get some amazing organic veggies from his farm.
Oh.
So I'm very excited.
I'm excited, too.
It all leads up to the weekend.
Okay, so when's the best day to go to get your veggies?
I think Thursday, Friday. Everything's ready for the weekend. You get your barbecue's already, like, set. You're ready to rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, speaking of upcoming events, I guess, next break, yeah, we'll talk about what's going on this weekend.
What's going up? What's going on? And what's going on?
And what's going down?
Yeah, what's going down? That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So, in the meantime, we will get back to the tunes. After 9, we'll get back to events.
Yeah.
And we're going to get back to music.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back to the coffees. I need to get back to.
Yeah, I think we both need a sip.
Yeah. So we're gonna hear a classic. This is a classic from Spinal Tap, but it was covered for the new album featuring Elton John. It's called Stonehenge.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, right here.
On CFRC 101.9, baby.
Nice.
I was there in olden times when flaxen-haired maidens roamed the countryside and wild boars grovelled at the feet of kings. When great stone palaces loomed over the land and every river ran to the sea. I was there when dragons flew from cloud to cloud and eunuchs danced in the village halls. When a man's bare foot was his word and a simple song his bond. Times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived a strange race of people, the Druids. Legacy remains hewn into the living rock of Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, where the demons dwell, where the fighting live and the do live well. Stonehenge, where a man's a man and the children dance to the pipes of fire. Most uprise with the dragon's face. Stonehenge, where the burdens lie and the prayers of devils fill the midnight sky. And you, my love, won't you take my hand? We'll go back in time to that mystic land. When the new drums cry and the cats meow, I will take you there. I will show you how. Oh!
they danced, the little children of Stonehenge, beneath the haunted moon, for fear that daybreak might come too soon. Say to us if we were here tonight. We'll be right back.
Welcome to intermission.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat. Join us every Thursdays at 1 on
CFRC
for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs, and this is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy, you're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words.